Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gonzalez is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Wirt moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to home to get Wirt. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Horton moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. Northrup moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-1 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-1 in the game. Euler hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-1 in the game. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Willie Smith pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler strikes out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Albus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. 1 out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. Hinton moves to third. 2 outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton who is chasing the ball. Northrup reaches third base with a triple. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Wagner moves to third. Alves moves to second. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Leon Wagner now playing left field. Rocky Colavito now playing right field. Steve Bailey now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 3 in the game. Euler strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 3 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Northrup. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Askew moves to third. Fred Gladding now pitching. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Pedro Gonzalez. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Askew scores. Salmon moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Duke Sims pinch hits for Larry Brown. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.